AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. NATO countries are pushing back on President Trump's call for help to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Stefan Cornelius is a spokesperson for German Chancellor Friedrich Merz. He says, I would also recall the United States and Israel did not consult us before the war, and that Washington said expressly at the beginning of the war that European help was neither necessary nor desired. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says they will step up.
These countries are absolutely benefiting from ensuring that Iran can never obtain a nuclear weapon. This is something not just the United States, but the entire Western world has agreed with for many, many years. So I think the president is absolutely right to call on these countries to do more.
Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi says the Strait of Hormuz is open for nations that it is not at war with.
It is only closed to the tankers and ships belong to our enemies, to those who are attacking us and their allies. Others are free to pass.
Iran continues to hit its Gulf neighbors. A drone strike temporarily shut down Dubai's airport. Israel is continuing to attack Hezbollah targets in Lebanon. Severe weather in the Midwest is snow, and lots of it in places like Green Bay, Wisconsin. In the South and the Mid-Atlantic, Brian Hurley at the National Weather Service says there could be damage.
Strong wind gusts certainly would be a concern, but also can't rule out, unfortunately, the possibility of tornadoes, especially across Virginia into North Carolina.
Elsewhere, torrential rains flooded homes and washed out roads in Hawaii. California is dealing with higher than normal temperatures. UConn, UCLA, Texas, and South Carolina are the top four teams in the AP Women's College Basketball Top 25, matching the number one seeds in the NCAA tournament. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Zutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are posting solid gains on Wall Street as crude oil prices pull back. Oil prices had been rocketing higher since the war in Iran started. That puts upward pressure on prices for gas and lots of other things. The S&P 500 rose 1.3% in the first hour of trading Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 513 points. That's about 1.1%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 1.4%. The price of a barrel of U.S. crude fell below $94. It was over $102 earlier in the morning. Companies with big fuel bills were doing well. United Airlines rose about 3%. Bond investors seemed a little less worried about inflation. The yield on the 10-year Treasury fell to 4.22%. Seth Zutel, New York.
About 3,800 workers are striking at a big meatpacking plant in Colorado. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.